Quarter, you're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Don't miss the hottest firearms truck on the road. The Remington Mobile Tour will be at Randy's Hunting Center on Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th. See the latest Remington firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Get hunting and shooting tips and learn about new Remington products like hypersonic steel ammunition and the Versamax shotgun. Randy's has everything you need for the hunt. Crossbows by Darton Parker and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Standard archery equipment and custom arrow service. Find over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 80 brands and styles of shotgun slugs. The new H&R Ultra Slugger shotgun and the new Savage Bolt Action Slug Gun. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Ginther on the kickoff return, fielded near the 16 or 26 yard line rather, and is driven back by the Patriots inside that 25 yard line, closer to the 23 yard line, and that's where the Harbor Beach Pirates, who trailed 24-12, will have the football with 2:57 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, nice job by Kyle Comer there for USA on special teams. Made a great tackle.
Two receivers split wide to the right, and Sorensen going to tuck it in, run it himself. And Sorensen dropped near the line of scrimmage on the far side of the field. Little or no gain on the play.
I don't think it's going to be too long. You might see Harbor Beach go back to that passing game again. Down 12, third quarter coming to a close here in the next couple of minutes. And they need to make something here on offense as USA extended that lead to 12 points now.
Under 2.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Full house formation for the Pirates. Sorensen takes the snap and hands it off. This time Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier. And Ryan Maurer finds his way up close to the 25-yard line. A gain of two on the running play. Third down and eight coming up. Just under 2 minutes to go here, third quarter.
And that last scoring drive by USA, eight plays, 67 yards. Tim Canfield with the 10-yard touchdown run and Tyler Dick running in the two-point conversion. So USA, three touchdowns, three two-point conversions tonight. Harbor Beach unable to convert on their two-point conversion attempts.
Pirates now will come out and spread a receiver wide in each direction. Sorensen will hand off. It's going to be Tom Sutherland, the ball carrier. Sutherland with a first down and a penalty marker on the play as Sutherland finds his way up over the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Looks like we might have a block in the back down the field there.
And it is. So this run will come back. Nice run by Tom Sutherland. I believe that's the second or third time he carried the football tonight. And it's all going to go for naught as the penalty is going to go against the Harbor Beach Pirates, who trail now 24-12 with 1:29 to play here in the third quarter.
And that made third down just a little bit more difficult. It was third and nine, the penalty back. So that looks like it's going to be about third and 11 now for Harbor Beach.
Again, they'll split a receiver wide in each direction. One back behind Sorensen, the quarterback. That's Brian Dukoski. Sorensen going to tuck it in, run it himself under all kinds of heavy pressure and dropped in the backfield for a big loss near the 10-yard line. So fourth down and a taxi ride coming up for the Harbor Beach Pirates. with under a minute to go left in this third quarter.
Yeah, nice job by Dakota Gang. They're having himself a pretty good game here tonight with an interception. Picked up a sack of Sorensen there on that play.
Well, if you're the Patriots, Jason, do you send everybody? Fourth down, ball sitting at your own 10-yard line, or at fourth down sitting on the Pirate 10-yard line.
Well, Ginther's a pretty good punter, but I think either way, USA's going to end up with pretty good field position. So I don't think there's a real big need to send everybody. I think they just send their normal amount.
Decent snap. It's a low kick. It'll be fielded near the 41-yard line by Canfield. He'll bring it back to the 35-yard line with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. A relatively quick-moving football game. We're just gone past the 8:30 time.
I just received an update from that Ubley game. It was the halftime score. I got it about 6 or 7 minutes ago, and, well, the third quarter is almost done here, so... Not a lot of passing. I think that kind of slows the game down with North here and their passing attack. If they had a lot of incompletions, I know it stops the clock, and that'll slow things down. These teams here basically running out of the full house for most of the evening.
Chris Harper, the quarterback, is going to run it himself. Has some running room on the left side of the field. He'll take it down to the 30-yard line. That'll be the final play of this third quarter. 24-12 USA. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
High school athletic programs develop teamwork and good sportsmanship in tomorrow's leaders. The law offices of Amanda L. Rogenbuck & Associates, PLLC, extend best wishes to both teams in tonight's game. Outside the courtroom, Amanda Rogenbuck teams with others working on behalf of abused and neglected children and promoting education and economic development. Amanda Rogenbuck knows that good teamwork gets the job done. A principle she applies to her profession at the law offices of Amanda Rogenbuck & Associates, PLLC, in Cass City, serving clients throughout the Upper Thumb.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan, playing golf every day? For a lot of people, their first thought is their Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau Insurance has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. Their IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the quality protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So make that call to your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288, or in Ubley at 658-5838. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, my name is Tracy Woodke. Please stop and see me at 8956 Dan Beach Road, Harbor Beach, or call 989-479-3288. The Casey Yon Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Michigan's insurance company.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. Start of the fourth quarter on second down and 5. Handoff goes to Brandon Harper, and Harper has enough for a USA first down.
Well, USA doing a good job starting out here early on. Good field position at the 35-yard line after the return punt by Canfield.
Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Patriots with a 24-12 lead, a first and 10 on the Pirate 24-yard line, and a handoff going up the middle. Looks like Tyler Dick, the ball carrier for the Patriots. He'll pick up 2 on the play, second down and 8 coming up. From the desk of Paul Adams back in football headquarters in Bad Axe, Frankenmuth 28, Vassar 7. Tyler Dick, the ball carrier for the Patriots again, and looks like he's going to lose a couple yards. You're shaking your head no, because you're right. I got faked out. I thought Tyler Dick was the ball carrier. It was actually...
So did about 3 or 4 guys from Harbor Beach.
It looked like it was Canfield, the ball carrier. Third down in 3 coming up for the Patriots, as they did pick up yardage on that play, contrary to what I just said. Don't pay attention to me. Third and 3. Handoff goes up the middle. Tyler Dick, the ball carrier. He is going to be very close to first down yardage. near the 20-yard line.
Well, depending on the spot of the ball, he had to get past the inside the 15.